Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about, I think this was blowing up on Reddit. You thought it was fancy. Like when you were young, or even when you were just naive, even as an adult, you're like, oh my God, you know what's really cool and fancy? Oh my God, someday I'm going to be able to... And you have it in your head that something is cool and fancy, and then you get it and you're like, oh.
It's not fancy at all.
Or you just get to a certain point in your life. My whole life, I thought, someday I'm going to get to stay in a hotel. I thought hotels...
Not a motel, but like a hotel.
Because again, I grew up in Longmont, and I worked at the Lamplighter...
Motel.
And motels are just...
Motor lodges, basically, yeah. You just park
in... What is the difference between a motor lodge and a motel?
They're basically the same.
I thought a motor lodge is... No, that's a campground. It's like, is a motor lodge where you can park your camper?
You know, dang it, I forget the difference.
Or is just a motor lodge means it's right by the highway, you can drive in.
Probably that.
Poop, which is what you do.
Yeah, and then get the heck out of here. See ya.
Sorry, I just stopped by to poop.
That's basically...
It's only $29.95.
Yes.
You left the light on for me. Appreciate you. But now, I mean, not to sound like a world traveler, but now you and I have different events. Like, we'll even have an event downtown or event somewhere. It's like, you're staying in a hotel. And like, my whole life, I was, someday I'm going to make it.
A hotel.
And I'm going to stay in a hotel. And it's just not.
That was just meh.
And then the next level of hotel is, and somebody, I think this was on Reddit, and we've all been kind of discussing it. Do you remember thinking, staying at a hotel that had a continental breakfast?
Yes. Ooh, it's continental.
What does that even mean?
It must be exotic and foods from all over the planet.
They've thrown in grapes from Chile. No, they haven't.
It's like the opposite.
That would be intercontinental, wouldn't it?
Oh, because we're on our continent. Yes. Yeah, if it's continental. Well.
So what do you... Okay. So we all thought at one point, oh my God, we're getting a continental.
Yeah.
What is a continental breakfast to you? What do you think it is? Now that you know it's not fancy, like...
It's just carbs in a wicker basket. They just throw some bagels in a basket.
Okay, so that is continental. So I was wondering, so sometimes like we've stayed at like Holiday Inn Express or whatever.
They might have eggs.
So that's not continental. I think that's like free breakfast, not continental. There's no chafing dish.
No, there's no frills. It's just a bag of donuts, isn't it? Is that what?
Yeah,
some bagels,
like,
or something.
Yes, there's definitely muffins.
Yeah, there
muffins
we go.
And bagels.
Yeah,
and maybe a fruit basket.
And that's continental. Yeah,
but not even any good like exotic fruit,
no.
Like kiwi or anything.
No,
it's
the bad fruits.
It's yes,
with no nutritional value.
Zero. But remember thinking
continental
oh
breakfast.
My God, oh, I've arrived. Some of the other things on the list. Let's see, chicken cordon bleu. Do you remember that phase?
That's a good one too.
I remember, and I don't like it because I think it's got Swiss in it.
Is that what the blue? I thought it was blue cheese.
Is it blue cheese?
Cordon
I thought it was
cheese?
Swiss.
Probably. I don't know.
So I remember hearing about it. People would say
chicken cordon bleu.
Yes, they would say it just like that. I just stopped at a fine restaurant.
That
I was in a hotel that had a continental breakfast just to set the scene of where I was. Were you in Paris? No. Littleton. Whoa. Were all the people little? But I went to a restaurant and they're having a new dish called chicken cordon bleu.
Yes, it sounds all
schmazzy. Yes. And I remember my mom then going, I think this is predates the internet. So she like went to the public library and got a recipe. And basically you shove a bunch of cheese inside a chicken breast.
Right.
And then you bread it.
Yes.
And then you wrap ham around it.
Is it? That's all it is.
So then when you cut into it, it's like oily, greasy cheese. I mean, it's three things you can buy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, this is fancy French food. It's like, no, it's ham and chicken.
Yeah.
It's not.
And I like all the ingredients separate. I don't like when they all come together.
I don't
together.
Know why. I don't
right?
either. You're just like.
It's like a turducken going on in there.
Yes.
We got like three different things.
Yes. You've made a ham chicken in. And you try to make it all fancy.
With the cheese.
Here's the chicken cordon bleu. I must retire, may I take the rest of my doggy bag? I do hope there's a mini fridge in my hotel with the continental breakfast.
That's a good one.
I remember another one, the PT Cruiser.
Okay, hang on now. You used to get a lot of bang for your buck in those PT Cruisers. The downside is they would explode if it like any contact.
They
to
were
the
one
car.
Of those.
They were one of the most.
Oh, I didn't know they were
cars.
One of those.
Oh, they were bad. But you get a lot of bang for your buck in
you
those
did?
Cars.
You did
because
you got it's essentially a station wagon. You know what it is? It's because they slow released them.
They did.
And so then they became, we're sold out of the PT Cruiser. And you're like, well, if they're sold out, they must be good. They did the same thing with the Mazda Miata or the Fiero. I'm naming a whole bunch of really old cars.
Oh, the Pontiac Fiero was like the wedge. Like
yes,
a
it
wedge
was literally over. What I did for my Soapbox Derby car. I just like cut one side
it was
of
like
it
the
off.
Wedge, right?
Yes.
And you got like four colors.
Yes.
White, red, black, and silver, I think it was.
Or that's like
the MR2. You're right, because the MR2... was comparable to that car, but it came in every color.
Dude, we can just turn the radio station. You guys, we don't even care if you're calling with your fancy things. Right. We're going to talk about the cars we wish we had that now we're really glad we never got.
Yes. The Toyota MR2 and the Pontiac.
Can you imagine trying to convince a girl that you're worthy of having relations with when you're driving a PT Cruiser?
Well, see, we had that as our station vehicle.
You
at a station.
Did not.
We did. Yeah, it's hard to get start a family in a PT.
Yes, it is. I once recently needed a ride to Mile High Stadium, and I called an Uber, and he rolled up in a PT Cruiser.
No way!
And I'm literally staring him in the eye, trying to cancel it on the app. I'm like, I can't get in this car.
Dude, they had a PT Cruiser.
I was like, is this real? Is this really happening right now? He's like, you know they were sold out for a time. No, they weren't. All right. So if there's something that you truly believed as a child or as an adult that was fancy and it turns out it's not, we want to talk to you. Fritz?
Yay.
Yay. What's fancy?
So back in the day, going to the grocery store with my parents, I always thought it was going to be incredibly fancy when I was able to go and make my own list and buy all the food I wanted. And now it's just a matter of which Lean Cuisine microwave meal for one I have last week.
You know what's weird? You bringing up frozen food. One of the things that people were texting in is Marie Callender's.
Right.
Because for the longest time, Marie Callender's in my head was the fancy. Because there was a restaurant at like 92nd and Sheridan or something. And it was like, to me, Marie Callender's and Black Eyed Pea were these two restaurants that just never existed in Longmont, Colorado at all.
Oh, so they must be like highfalutin.
Oh my God.
Fancy.
They have pot pies and they have fresh made raspberry pie. And they have. And it was like, oh my God, Marie Callender's has got to be the fanciest place on the planet Earth. And then you're walking down the frozen food aisle and you're like, wait, they make frozen dinners.
In fact, you're the one that turned me on to the Marie Callender's. Pot pies. I was buying the 40-cent ones.
Oh, geez,
and you're like,
Steve,
dude,
what are you doing, man?
I'm like, oh, these are
come
fancy.
Over to the dark side.
Yes,
there's like 7,000 calories more than you need in a week long period.
But it's awesome.
Oh, so good. You're right, Fritz. Fancy grocery shopping, and you realize, wait, this is actually a chore.
It's a pain in the ass.
This is awful. Thanks for the call, man. Mindy.
Yes.
Yeah. What was supposed to be fancy? Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one.
What is it?
Hot dog buns, not slices of bread.
Right? Or hamburger buns instead of slices of bread.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You use slices of Wonder Bread for hamburger buns.
Here's the one thing I'm going to tell you. We grew up dirt poor.
That's why.
But we always had the proper...
You splurge on hot dog buns and hamburger buns.
So really other people... No, we definitely always had that. That's really weird that that's a thing that other people... Who would eat a hot dog out of a piece of bread? That's disgusting.
So when I had friends when I was super young, and we went over to their house for dinner, and they were serving like boiled hot dogs with Wonder Bread. And I thought that was the greatest thing ever. Mindy does it.
That's really...
Yeah. That's snazzy stuff
that,
when
you
can afford
God,
hot dogs.
Someday we're going to be able to get a bun that's specific. Again, every comedian on the planet used to talk about this. Why would you make hot dog buns in a different denomination than the hot dogs?
But they forces you to buy more
it
hot
is.
Dog
I
buns.
I believe it was 12 was your number because it was like
brilliant.
Hot dogs came in 6 and they came in 4 or something. So your common
always,
denominator
they were
was
always
like,
having to, yep.
All right. What did you think was fancy? Jared.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay.
Fancy.
Imagine my disappointment the first time I tried a Waffle House.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say this. I agree with you.
And I tried Waffle House for the first time last year.
Yep.
And I thought it was some sort of staple in breakfast foods.
You do. Like, I built it up in my head.
In your breakfast
because all we had in Longmont was like, I think we had a VI.
Oh, that's good.
It's actually, It is better than Waffle House, but you're like, this is a place that concentrates on waffles. Like, they've perfected it.
Oh,
right?
They have like a billion different kinds.
Yeah, you're going to walk in there and it's going to be...
Wait, is that Village Inn?
No, it was... Waffle House.
They're going to have maple syrup.
Yeah, they're going to have... Like, you walk in and you're like, oh my God, this is a truck stop. What the hell am I doing
here? It's a Stuckey's in here. No, what happened?
Yes, how did
Flying
a Stuckey's
is much
get inside this Waffle House? Thank you, Jared. You're right. It's not that fancy. Haley...
Yay.
What did you think was fancy?
So growing up, my dad was a little bit on the redneck side and convinced me that anything that was not store brand, like Equate or trying to think of the other ones, like Kroger, any of that was way too fancy. So like Philadelphia cream cheese.
No, you had to get like the generic, whatever the store brand was.
Oh, he lied to you. It's the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, well.
The name brands are the better.
Oh, the good ones. He said they're too fancy for us. They're going to be too froofy.
Okay.
The name
so
brands
that's why
are
you
too
buy,
especially like Squeeze products, like Squeeze sour cream or mayonnaise or anything like that. It was like, well, uh-uh.
We're not that kind of family over here.
You're the generic black and white label?
Oh, my God, dude. Do you understand? I was the generic. They don't even make generic anymore, right? Now it's just the store name on it.
Okay, but they used
to. But I grew up, you would open up. Oh, dude. You would open up a cabinet at my parents' house.
Oh, no.
And you would think you're in the middle of Wizard of Oz at the beginning of the movie where everything's black and white.
Oh, my God, because everything was black.
That's all we had. There was not a single color inside our cabinets.
Oh.
The beer can says beer. And that is all. We were definitely not fancy. Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.